Welcome. You are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests Zach Reno, Bertha Bell, and Sarah Glasbell.
It's the most polite reality show you have ever seen. It's like...
Yeah. I think I like it because it's not...
Like, I like it because it calms me down. Like, yeah. Americans just stress me the fuck out. Like, I can't watch... Like, Nicole is watching The Bachelor...
Et.
Thank you. I forget which one.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
Thank you. Is watching it right now, and I can only watch it, like, out of the corner of my eye, because when I, like... I don't want to see those bros hitting each other on the rugby field and then, like, arguing about whose feelings are... It's too much for me. I can't do it.
What part of it's too much for you?
The emotional capital that people are putting on the line. And The Bachelorette is not as bad as The Bachelor. The Bachelor feels like weirdly misogynistic to me.
The women competing for the
man. All of the women in one.
I get that.
Sure.
So let's go back to the emotional thing you're talking about.
I don't like to see all of the people getting their hearts broken, Matt. It's
for
too
real?
Much. Yes, for real.
But like if you watch, as you guys just say, 90 Day Fiancé, that's their fucking life. Forget their hearts.
Oh no, I couldn't. I won't even begin with that show.
But it's all fake also.
What do you mean? 90 Day Fiancé's fake?
Like everyone's on the show to like get famous.
And a lot of the people are like, they like scouted and hired.
Whoa. Uh-huh. Let's all slow down.
Okay. Next you're going to.
I only watch 90 Day Fiancé from a distance. All these shows.
Sure.
My wife is a professional, folks. Big Zesh. Check it out. You know, I'm watching from like 100 yards. I'm outside in a tree watching this show.
You're sniping this show. It's very weird.
All right. But I still can see these are two. I'm not talking about The Bachelor. That seems fake to me.
Well, okay.
But that whole thing.
It is.
But 90 Day Fiancé, these are two real people. This one person's from another country and trying to stay here based on it. That's not staged, right?
Well, if you watch like... That part of it is potentially real, but they may be like accelerating things, putting people in situations they might not have naturally been in. So they'll have like a camera inside an immigration lawyer's office and then have the guy be like, I just decided to stop by a lawyer's office today. And then they were all like, what if you do that?
But shouldn't you go to an immigration lawyer?
So I don't want to brag, guys, but my dad's an immigration lawyer.
Oh, congratulations.
Paul Dolce from 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, my father, Paul Dolce, isn't it? But one of the things you have to do when you are marrying an American citizen to get a citizenship is prove that it is not just for citizenship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like,
just like the movie.
Let's do that. So you be your dad and
hello, I'm Michael Reno, attorney at law. I'm chill as hell.
And so we'll start the scene where they're setting up equipment in his office, and this is the first episode he's ever done with the show. He knows what the show is. Okay, so we just want you to be yourself and just give this couple the advice that they'd always give. This is one of our most popular couples. It's a lesbian couple.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of those on the show even. But that's legal, obviously.
Sure.
Right? You would know, right?
Is it legal in the United States for a lesbian couple to get married? Yes, yes it is.
That was a joke. but no joking on the show. Just be yourself, okay? Okay.
Just so you know, this is a lot of like evidence that should the courts decide they want to get involved and sort of like look at what this relationship is, like normally they're going to have to go in for an interview and sort of prove that they love each other. Mm-hmm. And now there's going to be a whole lot of documents. So just whatever you guys film, just know that you're basically making evidence.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's not think about that right now.
Okay,
but
sure.
you make them prove it. That's why we're here. You make them prove it.
Okay.
And action.
Oh, hi. I'm Katie, and this is my fiancé.
Hello, I'm Fabrizia. I'm here from Colombia.
Oh, that's great. How long have you known each other?
It feels like 100 years.
100 years.
Yeah.
Let's just put
down 100 years.
Okay,
can you put down 100 years?
Yeah.
I can't put down 100 years. You say it feels like – how long have you actually known each other?
Oh, God.
I can put down it feels like 100 years.
Yes,
but I also
put
need
that
to,
down.
I
write that down.
Okay, I will write
great,
it down.
Great, thank
right.
you so much.
Feels
next,
like that.
Next question.
Can't do next question. Still need to know how long long you've actually been together.
Today or forever?
I'm just going to say cut for a second.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I just want to give you a few notes.
Yeah.
If you feel like you just want to yell at one of them, like, this is never going to work, or do you feel you belong in this country? Are you really in love? If anything, yeah, like you want to yell at them.
Sure. So I'm,
that's fun for us. Great.
Just to be clear, I'm their lawyer, right? So my job is to help them stay in this country.
Are you a real lawyer?
Yes.
Great.
Can I be honest?
That's
with,
so cool.
Can I be honest with you?
Then? Yeah.
Have you ever heard of 90 Day Pass the Bar Lawyer?
Let's talk some more about that.
Mm. I was asked to be a wife, green card wife.
Wow.
Many years ago. Yeah.
Was it someone you were already dating?
I guess I was proposed to. No, it was a near stranger.
They offer you money?
What was the place? Where's the scenario?
I worked at a catering company. We had a vendor that we worked with who had a driver from Africa who needed citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And the vendor asked me if I would marry this guy. Mm-hmm. So I met with him at a Starbucks.
Wow.
At 39th and 8th.
So you considered it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For money.
Uh huh. But it was such a low amount of money. I was like, that's crazy.
How much money?
Like $5,000.
Oh, yeah. No.
And they were like, oh, and by the way, he's already on the watch list. So you'd really need to be married to him.
Watch list.
Yeah.
Beth, put that tray down. Come here.
Yes?
Put the tray down.
Okay, come I'm putting here. It down. Yeah, what?
Okay, did you marry the ketchups?
Did I marry the ketchups?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, and you put the silverware in the bins?
Mm-hmm, the bins are full of silverware.
Okay, good job tonight. You want to earn a little extra money?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, I got this guy. You know the guy that comes in with the laundry? With the aprons and everything?
Yeah, I think I've seen him.
Yeah. The tall guy, like 7 foot tall.
Oh, yeah.
How you miss him?
Yeah, I've seen
him. You can't miss him.
I've seen him for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody calls him Tree.
Yeah. When you said, put that tray down, I thought you were telling me to put that tall man down at first.
Don't do your comedy at work, I'll tell you that, okay?
You got it.
Okay, in my improv class.
Okay.
Anyway, Tree, you want to ask $35, you marry Tree, and also, can you lock up on the way out tonight?
Wait, I'm sorry, how much and what?
Tree need to get married for $35, he need a green card, he need it by tomorrow, he can get arrested. Also, we need the sludge pit cleaned out by tomorrow because the connection into the sewer. It's all clogged up.
Yeah,
it's a $35 married Tree.
I've worked here for a while, and I want to get into maybe some of my duties being handed down to newer employees, some of the sludge pit related duties. But in terms of the Tree thing, I don't want to get married.
What did she say?
Come on in, Tree.
Did you see? I heard her name being called from far away. You call her Tree?
Okay, I'll tell you what. You don't have to do the sludge.
People say to clear off the tray. I think they are talking to me, but they are not. They're talking about the tray because the words are sounding the same.
You see, has a great sense of humor like you. You guys have both play on words sense of humor. which makes you perfect in love, and I think $35.
Would you see is $35 to marry Tree?
American? That's such a small amount of money.
45. I can go 45.
Hold on, Tree.
Okay.
Don't let her swindle you.
I have till tomorrow.
Right.
So.
I mean, how else are you making money between now and midnight?
I don't know.
You're going to get a blowjob on the way home, Beth? I kid. I know.
I would never. I'm extremely homophobic. You should know this about me.
Oh my gosh. I'm also extremely homophobic.
That's see, you're perfect. All right, $35, $40. Let's make $40. You don't have to clean the sludge pit. Let's do this.
I just don't feel ready. I would need to get to know you.
Okay,
all right,
15 minutes.
Okay, yes. Ask three questions, and I will ask questions to you.
Okay, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hidden from the eye of the law.
Hidden from the lie of
hidden,
the law?
Hidden from the lies of the law and the eyes of the law. Its eyes and its lies, I hide from them all.
Wow.
They are looking for me day and night, but they will not find me because I have many alibi. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, I'd like to own a home and I'd like to have
yes, somewhere children. Off of the grid, named as numbers so they cannot be tracked by American carrier pigeons.
Named as numbers?
Yes, child 1 and 2 and 3. Ungoogleable. You cannot Google not when if your name is number 2 and they try to Google you, they will not find you. They will find rhyming videos for children who are learning numbers 1 through 10.
Wow, you're really smart, Tree.
Thank you.
I had no idea.
And we'd go through a montage of the next 7 minutes around the restaurant as they find things in common.
You use a fork for salads?
Yes. Do you use a fork for self-defense in when you're backed into a corner?
If that's all I have on me.
Can I say?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Hey. Excuse me. Yep. Pardon me. I'm,
Come in.
Yeah, I came in already. I'm in. I'm an immigration officer. So that means I'm a police officer, but very specifically, I'm looking for a tree.
It doesn't technically mean that, just so you know.
Okay. Oh, they look up at the clock and they say they've lost track of time, and it hasn't been a 7 minute montage. It's actually been a 45 minute montage, and it's almost midnight.
Well,
I'm a little bit early. But I'm looking for a man named Tree.
That is me, but I'm very busy right now, kneeling down on the one knee and pulling out the ring.
Okay, I mean, you've got...
Will you marry me? Yes, good, okay. I put on the finger. Her eyes said yes.
My finger.
Does not fit. That is okay. The ring is not important. We're signing the documents.
Do you consent to this?
Here.
Are you guys in love? Because I will go home.
We go inside the head of, I assume every woman when they hear this question, everything. Let's tick down the boxes that Beth will go through with this question.
Am I in love? 2 feet taller than me? Check. Indiscernible accent? Check. Uses forks for self-defense? Check. Names children numbers? Check.
A year later, Beth's in the green room of the UCB after a show, and it's the first time Tree has ever come around. And there's a lot of improvisers, so you never see their spouses. You have no fucking idea what they look like.
This is where you work?
Is this your husband, Beth?
Yeah, guys.
Oh, God, it's so nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, he hasn't come to any of our shows till tonight, but this is Tree.
Watch your head, man.
Oh, yes. Why are these doors all so small and tiny?
They're just normal-sized doors.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Oh, hi, I'm Sarah. I'm Beth's teammate on Monstro, our Herald team.
Yeah, this is Sarah Claspel.
Claspel. Who are you?
I'm Zach.
Zach.
Yeah, this is Zach Reno.
It's a powerful name. You're a very handsome man.
Oh.
Okay. You are married?
Yeah.
Yes, congratulations.
Do you want a water, beer, something?
Tree.
Hmm?
Are you... You're not homophobic, are you?
I told the one lie when we met. And that is that I'm very homophobic. But over my time in America, I have learned that I'm only a little homophobic. And it is something that is not even active for me. It's like a passive thing.
And this becomes a monologue at an Ass Cat, which goes over very well because it's the honest ones, not the funny ones. And then we see a montage of the year as Tree goes through classes and rises to the top improvisers in the theater, and we cut to the green room after show, Tree coming off, and he's mad at everyone else's performance.
The fucking emotional commitment in that set was ripping the foundation of the reality out of every single scene we did out there.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is
this?
And
you are letting it show, man. You have this attitude on Prom, like we're fucking unfunny idiots. Everything we say in response to you, it's not fun to improvise anymore.
Yeah, and I feel like whenever you know there's like industry in the audience, you're like doing all your stock characters to try to like get on.
I do not have stock characters. You do Borat. Borat Yakushimasha, very funny though to do.
Yeah, but it's not your character. You do that pirate that always gets high.
Hello, Arg. I'm on the Captain Borat beard.
Guys, I think there's a bigger problem here. And this is to you too, Beth. It's uncomfortable having you both a married couple that's always fighting about improv notes on the team. And I think one of you has to go.
I mean,
oh my gosh.
You could go back to your job cleaning a sludge pit at the restaurant, or I could go back to my job.
It's just not being on the same team, Tree, not quitting improv forever.
All right.
So
well,
clear.
Well, let's let the team decide. Would you rather do improv with me?
Beth, you have been on the team for 10 years of art, and you've only been on the team for a year.
Okay.
There's that.
But I know all the Borat quotes and the Yakushimash and the Wawa Weewa and the
Right,
very
you
nice.
Bring those into every show.
I know my
and that's
wife.
Kind of a...
Hold on. Okay. I know those are the ones I know.
I wish you knew your wife. Wow.
Oh. My God. And then suddenly time kind of slows down as Tree goes through the year of all the... At first, he was just using Beth to get his green card, but then he fell in love with her, but then he fell in love with improv. And now, in his mind, it's improv or my wife. What's more important? Tree? Hey, buddy. Hmm? You've been thinking for a while.
Can I ask you something?
Sure, but we got to clear out the green room for the next show.
Oh, yeah, what's coming in after this?
After ASCAP?
The Resistance.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to get
the
out of here.
Sunday of every month at 9
right.
p.m.
Yes,
okay.
Good.
Anyway, what?
Can you, would you, if you love something so much, but you also have a wife who you love so much, and you had to choose between them.
I know what you're talking about, but okay.
No, just hypothetically, though. Which one would you pick? And it's a hypothetical and it's not about me.
Okay, if it was in between my wife, who I love.
Who is Beth? Your wife, Beth, who you love.
But you said it was me and
it's
I have to
you.
Think of my wife.
It's you, it's a hypothetical with your wife, Beth.
Well, let's let Zach think so about his wife, Nicole.
Yeah.
No, Zach, it's your wife, Beth.
Wait, this Beth, Beth Appel?
Yes.
Okay. Shouldn't I be thinking about my wife,
It's
though?
A hypothetical,
I
Zach.
Know, but still, why am I thinking? So you're saying I should be in your shoes when I'm thinking about this?
Yes, as a hypothetical.
Okay, fine. Can Beth leave the room if this is, like, not a bit?
I don't tell her what to do. I don't have agency over her.
I will leave That's the nice. Room. Okay. I will leave the
I'm
room.
Sorry, Beth. This
should
is
I
so
stay?
Awkward.
No, it's fine.
Sarah, I'll stay, please.
Okay, I'll stay.
Okay, I'll go.
But really, we because all should get out because Resistance needs time to warm up.
Let's they do this still
the,
warm
let's
up?
Let's do this in the alley. So they cut out into the alley where some people are smoking cigarettes. All right, what is it?
Okay.
If I'm Beth's my wife, what?
Beth's your wife. You're me.
Yeah.
And you're trying to decide, do you want to be with her or do you want to do improv
okay,
comedy?
I can't do this. I think one of you should quit the team, man.
You're right. Tree should leave. It is time for a tree to do what all trees do. Blow away in the wind.
Welcome to Improv for Humans. Right. With Cardinal Redbird, or at least a good, not a good portion of
one
him,
third.
A little, the third of it, I guess, I should be honest. Mm-hmm. When is your guys' show at the Del Close Marathon 21 in Los Angeles?
It is on Friday, June 28th at 9:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. at UCB Franklin. With Search History and Hot Sauce.
Okay. Is that already sold out? Or am I promoting something that's already sold out?
It is sold out.
Oh, my God. What's the show after it? Is that sold out?
I don't know.
I know. I'm just trying to promote here, Beth. But let's tell them about the bit shows are that night. So, yeah. So even though this show is sold out, there's so many shows to look at. And that's why these guys are on the show. We're going to be promoting Del Close Marathon all month. Go to it. Tree will be there for sure, right?
Yeah, it's the only character I do. So if I'm doing
I felt like I he was African by way of Russia, maybe. That's he what was. I felt.
I looked in the mirror and I thought, what accent do I want to do? And the answer was a white man.
That's always a good choice. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll have workshops on that at the marathon, too. I will be teaching a workshop, so I'm excited about that. Human composting is now legal in Washington State, I read in the newspaper.
Oh, my God.
And they've been fighting for it for a while, and it's so funny. It's Washington. It's like, of course it's Washington.
Is that – I'm going to ask a dark question now. Human mm-hmm. waste or human
– body.
Humans.
Oh.
Okay.
Improv so like, for humans.
So it's you – die.
And then you can be composted.
Yes. So which, I guess you have to check the box of that's what I choose to do with my body. And then someone else has to check the box of I want you to be buried in my cornfield or wherever they do it.
I want you to be almonds and I want to eat those almonds later.
Oh who? You like compost is everywhere. Why choose like I need a human? Like, that's crazy.
What do you think they would say? Because obviously they're fighting. I don't think these people are, like, crazy.
Yeah.
So, and it is like in Washington where people are very concerned with being green and stuff. So, they obviously have a theory
like
here.
Anti-waste.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the waste that bodies pose.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Here you go. At 78%. Washington has the country's highest rate of cremation. The state has a strong environmental ethic. Below average participation in organized religion factors conducive to support for human composting. Does that answer our question at all?
So yeah, is cremation bad for the environment?
It must be, right? Yeah. It's fire, so all fire mm-hmm. is not great. Burying people
is not great.
All fire not great. Famous words of Frankenstein.
Human smoke into the air can't be positive.
Yeah. Sure. Burying people is not ideal, right? Because then you're just taking up a lot of space. With like, so there, I know these.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's green to do
it's
that.
It's basically just burying people, but no coffin. Or
wait,
do they grind them
something
up?
Grows out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you still send someone out to sea?
What do you mean?
Burning them and that's garbage in sea.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about burning. Just like put someone on a boat that's going
to
sink.
Oh, send someone out
then,
to sea.
Yeah.
I thought you were like, can we just send someone to go sea? I was like, what
does that sentence possibly mean?
Go to Washington.
That's Grace's job. She does it on a search engine. She didn't have to leave the room.
Grace, we need you to go there.
I am going to Washington on Friday. I'll check it out.
Great. If you could go sea.
Go sea. All right. Let's cut to when you're setting up your will, I guess we'd be going over that. Okay, so if you have any questions, the good news is just last week in our state, you don't have to go with the cremation or the burial option anymore. We now have a human composting option.
For my body?
If that's your choice, you can have your body buried and the rest of your family. And you come to a decision that this is what you want to happen. You could even have it buried in your own garden.
Oh, can I choose what grows out of me?
Well, that's up to you and your family, I guess.
Oh,
but that would have to be in the will. So it's cut and dry because I will be your executor. And at that point, we don't have them quibbling about that.
Of course.
Oh, so like if she dies and I want to grow corn and Janet wants to grow, I don't know, peas. Why would it be peas, Janet?
What do you want from me, Doug?
Please. When mom dies, we have to decide like what she would want to have grown out of her so that we don't have this fight.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as far as the scenario you just said, I would say you could grow both of those out of
don't
her.
Don't be fucking ridiculous.
We could grow corn and peas out of mom.
Together?
Oh. Well, mom.
Just so you're clear, she doesn't have to be put in. She won't be put in whole into like.
So
she'll be chopped up in a fertilizer.
Compost.
Right. So it, if you're visualizing.
We take mom, we chop her up, we put her in a sort of big wooden box or hole behind the house that has a bunch of worms and like eggshells and banana peels in it.
Sure.
That's what we do to our mother.
Yeah. Now, do we do the chopping?
No. They'll have they have services, and if you want to do the chopping, you have to sign up for a license. I'd recommend doing one of the many green human composting services we now have going in Washington. It's our biggest industry now.
Really? Sure.
I don't know if you read the paper yesterday.
I don't.
But it's the number one economy and it's why a lot of people are being murdered.
Yeah.
Recently, okay. People are saying for the composting money.
Too much supply, not enough.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, it's very popular. There's a lot of services.
I would prefer you do the chopping of my body, if you wouldn't mind.
Really?
I mean,
Mom, like I just said, it's difficult, and you have to have a license.
Honestly, Mom, I don't know about Janet. I kind of do. I kind of do mind. I kind of don't want to do that.
Well, if you don't mind, I would really love if you would.
And you know what? You're right. You don't know about Janet.
You want to chop up Mom?
Yeah, I'll chop Mom.
Yeah.
Have you done the rest of your will yet about money and things like that? Because I'll chop you up.
I cannot believe you are doing this.
I have not. We're still working on it. I just want the both of you to come together, you know, and what better way to come together than chopping up your own mother?
I mean, like, okay, I don't think you guys have done the research and actually how you do chop up a human and how difficult that is. Mm-hmm. So I would advise just doing a little research into that. You might even find that you want to rip the limbs up and she wants to cut up the flesh.
Okay, well,
there might be different duties.
I just Googled two people chopping and I found one of those pictures of those lumberjack saws where two people hold it from either side and sort of go back
and forth. Yeah, we could do it that way.
I guess
I would not recommend that, but that's
not my
purvey.
I say heave, you say ho, we go back and forth.
That actually does sound nice.
That does sound a little bit fun.
You know what?
I must, as your lawyer, I must say, you're putting a lot of responsibility because I think it's very hard to even see a dead loved one, much less cut into their flesh and chop them
up. Do you see?
So I would say
they're arguing though. The arguing, they're just at each other's throats. If there's anything that can bring my children together, it is mourning my death while chopping me down into little tiny bits so that I can grow into like pumpkins and stuff.
I see. This is one of the wills that you guys have to do something together in order to get the money. Okay, I get those about once a year. I find them a little sadistic.
Well,
I will say that on record.
This is like a Brewster's Millions situation.
Yes, I guess you have to come, and we cut to, oddly, only 3 weeks later, and she's been murdered.
She was,
We were just doing the will for, she was 40.
Yeah.
I did not think we'd be meeting so soon, and I'm sorry that your mom is involved. I'm telling you, it's these composting services are putting out hits, but that's neither here nor there.
Can we ask you a question?
Okay.
Now, there's all this stuff that we have to do in the will together to get the money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, will she know? She definitely won't.
Oh, no,
so figure
she's
if
dead,
the three of us decide.
I'm an executor. No.
Okay.
I'm an executor, and it's upon me to make sure this is done or it goes to charity.
Wink. So we can just make sure that
there's no winking.
And we'll pass you about 15%, and we'll wink and we'll all go wink, on
and we cut to about a half hour later when they're still in the list of things to be grown out of her and wants to come, and it'll be bell peppers, yellow peppers, green peppers. Okay, you listed a lot of peppers. You want to keep this list, Zach?
Yeah, yes, because if I'm going to eat a dish from my mother, it will be fajitas. Because that is who she is, and there's a lot of different colored peppers in fajitas.
Okay.
I don't see what the problem is here.
There isn't. There's not a problem. I'm just saying there's a long list of peppers.
Doug,
read the rest of the peppers.
Chill. But do please read the rest of the peppers.
Sweet Andalusian peppers. I can't even pronounce some of these peppers to be. I'm just going to skip to the red onions. Green onions, and a half hour later, we're into her list. Soybeans. Now, you have different varieties of soybeans. Can we just put this down as soybeans?
Can we put the different varieties of soybeans down as one kind of soybean? Yeah, if we're not farmers.
Well, come on. I mean, soybeans aren't like peppers. They're
this
all
is my mom that we're chopping up and making into beans.
And it's my mom that we're chopping up and making into fajitas.
I want edamame from my mommy.
We cut to, and the irony of saying cut to is thick here, folks, because we cut to their backyard when they're facing the reality. And it's all easy when you put things in black and white on paper. But when you see a dead loved one, This is Matt Besser talking. I have two dead parents. When you, it's hard to even look at them, to think about having the responsibility of even cremating them would be one thing, but to cut into their dead flesh is in their head as they get these blades they've never really worked with.
Is this like a scimitar or what is
machete
this?
Or
machete?
All right.
You know who we should call?
Who we should call?
Yeah.
Who?
Aunt Janine.
Aunt Janine.
Her sister.
Because she works spent all at that hibachi.
She works at the hibachi restaurant. She's good with knives. She will know how to do this.
Yes.
We cut to the hibachi restaurant late at night, well after closing.
Oh, Aunt Janine, you're still working? The restaurant's closed.
Well, you know, I never stop working. You know, you can never stop learning. So I'm just chopping up a bunch of stuff. We don't chop a lot of eggs here, so I'm learning to chop eggs.
Isn't it fun to learn to chop new things that you didn't chop before?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
What other kinds of things do you need to learn to chop?
Oh, my God. Chopped? Okay, well,
You've probably chopped a chicken.
Oh, sure.
You've probably chopped, like, a human hand.
Mm-hmm.
Have you? Chopped, like, a...
No.
What?
Human hand.
What?
That's weird.
I would have assumed you chopped a human hand.
We could put a hand on the... grill for
you. Yeah, I got one right here. Why don't you chop this up real quick?
I don't want to eat a hand. Hey, guys.
We cut to the next day. It's a kid's 13-year-old birthday, and it is in the middle of that awesome display of chopping when suddenly, what's the word? Skittering across the hot metal plate is a pinky.
Oh my God! What is that?
Oh,
what the hell? That's someone's finger.
Okay.
Whoa. Wait,
all right, can we get a manager? What is going on here?
This is a specialty, actually.
Someone call the police.
No.
Hey, what is this?
No, Dad, the shrimp that she flipped into my mouth wasn't a shrimp.
Oh no.
What the fuck is going on?
And by the way, folks, don't let these chefs flip hot shrimps into your children's mouth.
That's irresponsible. I think they stopped doing that because the first time I went to Benihana, I was promised that shrimp would get flipped into my mouth. And
no, this isn't my one-man show. They look out for it, folks. They flip it up on top of the chef's hat.
Okay.
We saw that.
We saw them make an onion volcano, and yeah. I liked that very much.
Yeah, A plus.
Classic. That is also my one-man show, Pod Humor, folks. Check it out. A special coming very soon. I call onions dormant onion volcanoes. Humans! Brett's back in the saddle.
I'm back.
What were you working on over there?
Factually with Adam Conover.
Mm-hmm.
Ran late.
Right.
He ruined your ability to be here on time.
Adam ruins punctuality.
Mushrooms decriminalized in Denver. What do we think about that? And now they're trying this in other places. You think that's nice,
No,
Brett?
I do.
I'm for mushrooms too, but can you imagine people will that mean people acting more irresponsibly? Because the one thing about pot was... It's not as hard to get as shrooms. It never has been. And now I wonder if it's just really fucking easy to get shrooms. Are we going to have people tripping everywhere? And what's that going to be like?
Yeah. Well, it's decriminalized so that it can be regulated, right? So that we're not getting, I don't know. I bought shrooms one time and resold them because I got nervous about taking them. So I don't know anything about
You're a
about
drug
them.
Dealer.
I'm now a drug dealer.
You dealt drugs. You did a felony.
But
it's not about regulation. No. But when you're tripping, you're tripping.
Yeah.
I never know. I was that guy at Disneyland tripping.
Yeah.
The first time I went to Disneyland, I was tripping. I was that guy. The last time I went to Disneyland a couple of weeks ago, I was a dad with a daughter, not tripping. But I noticed a few people that were definitely tripping.
Mm. Yeah.
How do you...
well, that's what I'm saying. What's that?
How do you know who's tripping?
It's that uncontrollable giggling where you're kind of trying to hide your face. You're kind of trying, you're kind of curving into your, a duo kind of curving into each other, giggling. And it's not like we're having a fun time giggling or even high giggling. It's like a, oh my God, I can't believe this world is happening. And I don't want my daughter near those guys, even though I was that guy.
Yeah.
I know they're not going to grab him and go, oh, your daughter's feels good or something. But still,
yeah.
I got to say, my attitude switched as a dad. Is that hypocritical?
I don't think it's weird for you as a father to want to keep your daughter away from people who are currently on shrooms.
I think it's pretty odd.
I think,
huge hypocrite.
I think, yeah.
But it is a funny demographic there. And then there's the guy. Tell me who this guy is. So we're lining up for, which one was it? Yeah, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, that's a scary one.
That one ends in hell.
Yeah, even as an adult, it's a wild ass ride.
The morality of that tale.
So we have the, you guys know the fast pass.
Sure.
So you choose the rides, you don't want to wait on the line. So we're fast passing it through Mr. Toad. And this guy alone, probably in his whatever late 20s kind of look, with a big old backpack. And I want to go, dude, put your backpack in a fucking locker for the day. Because it's like a big old spike out of your back, basically. But anyway, so old backpack Ben is in front of me alone and not smiling. What the fuck is he doing?
Oh.
Well, so he's with a backpack. So that means he's a traveling, right? It's not like his, I'm guessing it means he's not with someone else. Like, why aren't they in line here with him on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride? He doesn't have a smile on his face.
Yeah.
If you guys know the ride.
He's here for work.
I don't know what the fuck, man. Those rides and he did two or three rides near us because I was watching him. I was like, that fucking guy all alone with the backpack and not smiling. That's what bugged me. Him getting on those rides. So he'll take up a whole car, which you could fit three people in. But you have the choice to just go, I'm taking this car alone.
Me and my backpack.
Or I'll get in with other people. He always went alone. Mm. I'm like, so he's taking up a whole car.
Yeah.
He's not smiling. He's got his creepy backpack on.
What's in it?
What's he doing? Well, I think he's traveling.
Yeah. Is there like bunches of waters and sweaters and stuff?
Yeah, it's his clothes. I think he's could convince me, oh, he's from Australia and he's just on
it's like
his
a huge
walkabout.
Backpack?
Yes, it's sticking out like this.
Mm. That's like the size
I wouldn't
of the
complain
person.
About a small backpack, Sarah. I'm not crazy. I'm not unreasonable.
You said it was a backpack and then you said it's like a big spike sticking out of his bag. At which point I was like, Matt doesn't know what a backpack is.
That's one of those things that the guy, you've never Mario been somewhere where you're like, dude, Bowser. You're hitting everybody with your backpack.
They've got straps on them.
It was Bowser himself. Bowser.
Oh, you know where else we were with him? The haunted house. You know when you step into the haunted house room and it's really tight for a while?
The elevator. Yeah.
And you're like, motherfucker, with your backpack in the dark.
Can we see that guy at security in the security office at Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sir, you said your name was Ben? Hello?
Yeah.
Sir, answer me. Ben?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was getting something out of my bag.
Yeah, okay. Let's keep your hands on the table.
Okay,
and keep that
wow.
Spiky Bowser backpack by your side.
Hey, okay.
Okay, Ben, we've been getting a lot of complaints.
Yeah, why am I in here? I'm just trying to be in Disneyland.
Here's the footage, Emily. We have pictures of you on every ride on the rides that take pictures of you.
Yeah, I ride them all.
Right, but you're never smiling.
Correct.
You never even look thrilled or scared. You just always have kind of an angry look
that's
on
right.
your face.
Yeah,
and that's concerning to us.
Here's you on the log flume ride.
Yes.
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain. Here's you on the log flume.
You don't know what that name is?
Look, I'm just security here.
She's
I'm not
all
Walt Disney himself.
Okay.
Here's you on the log flume, the Brer Rabbit ride, as I call it. And
I'm sorry, I'm late. Are you good cop or bad cop on this one?
Hasn't really been established yet because Ben hasn't resisted.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I came in here of my own will. Can I? Happy to help.
Yeah. So what's the deal? You don't. Your face doesn't
right.
betray any.
I do not enjoy myself, but I'm gonna ride all these rides. What's up?
All right, you sick bastard.
Okay, I know.
Emily. Emily has every right to come in here and not enjoy himself. We're just worried that you have another agenda at Disneyland, because why would you be here if you're not enjoying yourself? Are you scouting out the place?
Listen.
Here's a picture. We have a view on the dark and the space one.
The dark and space
one. Hyperspace Mountain, I believe we call it now.
Hyperspace Mountain? I don't like that change. I think that's dumb. Yeah, okay. I'm scouting your rides. I'm from Six Flags, okay? And I think all these rides are bullshit. Okay, your Space Mountain, your frog shit, your oh my god.
Oh my god.
I thought I was bad cop.
I thought I was good cop, but you're a murder cop.
You murdered Ben. Ah!
He kills them both. He reports to Walt Disney's cryogenically alive brain.
Have you done the thing I have asked you to do?
Yes, sir. We eliminated another spy from Six Flags.
They are everywhere, you know. We must remain vigilant.
That's right. We're not going to let them get into the new Star Wars ride. There's no way, sir.
If I see a member of the Knott's family or the Flags family or any of the other theme park families anywhere near Galaxy's Edge, I will burn the state of California to the ground.
We see.
Do you hear me?
We see right outside that that kind of shopping mall area, right outside of Disneyland. We see a family gathering at a Starbucks, except for when we get closer to the conversation, we realize that they're all spies from Legoland. Okay, we have to appear that we are a real family. The Solo agents that we've been sending in are getting sussed out. We also have to look like we're having a good time. I know we're all on the job here, spying and getting secrets.
It's going to be hard to look like I'm having a good time when the rides aren't yellow and red and blue blocks.
They're not even made of blocks. How am I supposed to have a good time here?
There's too many curves on these.
Yeah, not enough corners.
Look, I don't get it either. I don't like any ride that doesn't look like you can put it together yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, these look too safe. They look like a team of people put them together and they made...
The important thing is this Star Wars, people love it. Look at these lines. The lines are already starting out here. So we just got to get... We cut to the supposed Legoland family in the Star Wars line.
Oh, look, everyone. It's a scale bottle of the Millennium Falcon that we could go into and enjoy all of its smooth, smooth curves.
What Shut up about time. The smooth curves, just, okay? You're talking
so
about smooth
so
curves
much.
Too much. Nothing wrong with smooth curves. It's logically to have smooth curves if you're a spaceship.
That's my favorite thing about everything is smooth curves.
Excuse me. I see you're a family of four. You're waiting in line here for the Star Wars ride.
Yeah, we're very excited.
For the smooth Millennium Falcon, which we love so very,
yeah,
very much.
You know,
it doesn't matter. It's smooth. Yeah, we're excited.
I'm hearing you say the word smooth curves a lot, and there are families here. I see that you're a family, but the other families are a little bit freaked out by you.
We're definitely a family.
We won't say it anymore. We won't say anything about how this Millennium Falcon couldn't even snap on top of another Millennium Falcon.
You fucking idiot.
It's not even...
Hold on.
He pulls out a Lego gun from his holster, which you have to put together.
Sir, what are you doing?
Just wait.
What are you doing,
just
sir?
Just wait. Just
sir?
Wait.
Sir?
Just
sir,
wait.
I will
this
wait.
Last
what are you
piece
doing?
Is such a
this one is a 14 to 18. It's going to take a second. Just wait.
I will wait, but what are you doing?
Let us hear some questions submitted by our listeners.
Have you ever been a heated argument only to realize that both people are right? Of course. Right? We all have.
Sure.
Or you can parse it. Can we think of specifics of that?
I don't know that I have.
Ha 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 ha. Because to be heated, it would have to be more black and white.
Heated arguments.
I mean, where both people are right.
Well, I got in a heated argument on Saturday.
Oh, yes.
And both people were sort of right.
Yeah, that's true.
It was with the Arclight parking attendant. And
we went to see Ma.
To see the movie Ma. Sarah and I only participate in leisure activities together. My ticket accidentally said 3 p.m., even though I arrived at 7. And so they were telling me I owed a lot more money.
That's really weird.
It was, I could go on forever. It was like I was in flight plan. It was crazy. It made me feel insane. I was like, I got here at 7. They were like, but your ticket says 3. And it escalated from there.
Yeah. You were there for like an hour.
I was there for an hour.
So eventually you're saying, let's look at the tape or what?
Yep.
Yeah. And did they?
They did, but they wouldn't let me accompany them. Uh-huh. And they would only look at the 3 p.m. tape to try to find my car instead of the time I said I arrived.
Oh, that's super annoying.
That's it was wild. Bad. That's wild.
Then the guy started asking me if I had been drinking. And then our male friend came over and the guy agreed to what he wanted.
Huh?
Like would only talk to the
male friend. I see. I was yeah. Like, your male friend had your agenda, though, right?
Yes.
No, he wanted something side. Totally different.
He's like, Beth, you got here at 3.
Judge, you doubled. But you said, how are they right, then?
The ticket said 3.
Oh, I see.
Even though your ticket stub said 7.
Ma at 7.
Said Ma at 7:15.
That's beside the point, though. Yeah. She could have gotten there earlier to eat or go to Amoeba Records or something.
Sure, yeah.
You could have gotten here earlier to go to Amoeba Records. Do you like music? Do you like, you been drinking? Do you like music?
I have not been drinking. I do like music. That doesn't.
See, a lot of people come here. They like to check out the CDs, the vinyl. Look, vinyl is very popular.
I have a text to my friend saying I was going to meet her at Veggie Grill at 7:15 p.m. Does that
Can I read anything? It?
Yeah, of course. Here you go.
Let me see your phone.
Here.
Okay. Let's scroll through these texts. A lot of interesting text here.
Well, hold on.
Oh, do you see Jeremy? He's a cutie pie. I don't see how this applies to when you parked here.
Wait, really? You think that?
Jeremy.
Are you Jeremy?
What?
Have you been drinking?
No.
I mean, okay, wait, you like music?
Yes. I had a Gatorade. I had the Arctic Blast one.
Jeremy, stop being so cute.
We mean alcohol. Oh. If you guys want to screw around, I'm not into it, okay? This is the Arc Light.
Sure.
We have not been drinking.
Not been drinking. We did not come here to spend 4 hours at the Amoeba Records before. So, yeah, we just wanted to go to the Veggie Grill.
Okay.
Get some plant-based protein on our diet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says here you came in at 3 o'clock, and as they say, numbers don't lie. So I don't know what to say.
Well,
just seems like you came here early to go to the Veggie Grill.
Okay, well, hold on. What if I, a man, say that we got here at 7 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm willing to listen to this new argument.
What? So, this is not a new argument.
Well, hold on, though, because when we got here, it was 7 o'clock, and the machine just must be wrong.
Yeah, it was 7. The machine
That's what I, a man, believe.
Well, why didn't you say that in the first place?
I said we got here at 7, the machine must be wrong.
Okay, now you're getting shrill again. Okay, have you been drinking in the time between? Are you nipping at a
flask? No, you've been looking right at me. I've not been nipping at a flask.
No, I have been nipping at a flask.
But you weren't the driver, so that's okay.
No, not the driver, and I like to drink like men do. Mm-hmm. And again, we've only been here since 7 o'clock.
I think I might see what happened here. Are you guys from the East Coast?
Yeah.
Is Rhode Island the East Coast?
Yeah, definitely.
Then yes, I'm from the East Coast.
Okay, Jeremy. But that means you thought it was 7, you got here at 3, and that makes me right.
Okay, I'm going to just do a little bit of quick math. The East Coast is 3 hours later.
Depends if you're on the very tippity tip of Florida. Sanibel Island is in another time zone.
Well, we're from Rhode Island.
Okay, you said island. I went to Sanibel.
Now, hold on, though. Now, we're only from Rhode Island, so it would only be 3 hours, and that's the math that I, a man, have just done. So that can't have happened.
All right. That makes sense.
Pardon me. I'm Octavia Spencer. I'm in the movie Ma.
Oh, my God. It's Ma herself.
Yeah.
You can call me Ma.
Catchphrase.
That's my catchphrase. You can call me Ma.
Call me Ma. We haven't seen it yet. We're very excited.
Oh, you're going to love it. You haven't seen it?
No, we got here at 7, immediately realized that the ticket was wrong, and have been spending the last hour or so sort of arguing to get it fixed.
Well, listen, as the star of the movie, I just wanted to say, why don't you let these guys go? You know, they're here to see my movie. We're all just, you know what? I'll give you a ticket to see Ma, too. We could all see Ma.
Are there any, let's put this, male stars in the movie Ma? Like, I assume there must be a Pa or a son.
I mean, there.
Well, hey, Octavia, it's me, George Clooney, Pa from the movie Ma.
Hi, George.
Holy moly, I'm a huge fan of yours.
Oh, thanks.
Your acting and your gender.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Huge fan. All of us here at the ArcLight.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Sure. You probably know me from Ocean's 11, the movie about men.
All the oceans. Love it. Yeah. George, sorry to bother you and getting you down here in the garage.
No problem.
But, we had a woman with a man come in here, and I think I'm getting swindled. I think it's kind of an Ocean's 11 kind of swindle going on here.
Okay, I'm familiar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I forget your name.
Octavia
the
Spencer.
You can call me award winner Octavia Spencer.
Uh-huh. Okay, the mob female character from your movie, George.
Yeah, my movie.
She came down here, and you know how women get in there. She might be having
George.
Deep flashes.
Don't get me started on a mall.
Pa?
Ma.
Come on.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Your shrillness is above my human hearing range.
I have a very low voice.
All right. Well, look, sir, let him go or agree to whatever.
Sure. Whatever, yeah. George.
Okay.
No problem, buddy.
Great.
All right.
We love you.
Now
we
can go eat steaks, drink whiskey, and scream at the television. Things that we men like to do.
Wait, Jeremy.
What?
You're going to go off with George Clooney and this,
parking lot attendant? Yes.
Your one word suggestion from Twitter.
All right, I'm going to give you guys just some words. John Smith says university. James Morgan says diametrically. It's almost impossible to say that without saying opposed. Gentleman Goblin says fandom. University.
Gentleman
diametrically.
Goblin?
Gentleman Goblin?
See, that's the problem with the names. We always focus on the names because they're more interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I couldn't tell what was what. What's his name?
His official God-given name is the Gentleman Goblin.
And the word
what
that
word
he
did
said?
He give?
It's not important anymore, is it? Fandom.
Hi. So excited to be at Comic-Con. It's my first year. You're the creator of the Gentleman Goblin, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's awesome. A lot of people say that you're a goblin.
That I've based him on myself, yes, I have.
I
feel that many fantasies are a sort of logical extension of ourselves into a fantasy realm, as it were.
Wait, are you a goblin?
No. I'm the creator of the Gentleman Goblin. And if I were a goblin, I would never tell.
So...
It would shock your worldview, I assume.
Yeah.
There are no goblins going around in the street.
Well, can you sign my goblin photo?
Sure.
The photo I have?
Absolutely. Yes, classic goblin. What's your name?
Karen.
What would you like it to say?
No,
I'll decide.
You do it.
To Karen, keep the secrets well. Never tell.
What?
I'll come for you with a curse in the night. Here you are.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here's more of your comic books.
Thank you, Gleep Blanc.
You're welcome.
Back to the pits with you.
Bye-bye.
What was that?
Now, that was Steve.
You called that creature...
By a nickname, but his name is Steve.
And what are the pits?
The pits are his hotel room at the Hilton, am I right?
Hey, Beth, I'm glad I found you.
Yeah.
Sorry, huge fan. Did you hear there's another missing Comic-Con attendee?
Oh, my God.
That
no,
makes
I hadn't
12
been on
in 2 days.
That's crazy.
I know. Wow. Do you guys hear about that?
Yeah, no, no, that's crazy.
I know. I feel like they should shut this down, take control of what's going on. Probably, I mean, it's getting scary.
Lock the doors and make sure we find this guy and just sort of keep everyone in a sort of one location.
No, I really think they should everyone should go home. This is getting, I think we should go home, Beth. Yeah. I'm scared.
Yeah. It's my first Comic-Con.
It's my first Comic-Con too, and I'm excited, but people are disappearing. This is fucked up.
You two should go to a safe place. Here's some VIP passes to a tent. You get out of the con. It's just a tent right across the way.
Right.
It's catered by Chipotle. It's super fun.
Oh, wow.
They're doing a launch of the new Marvel movie.
Which one?
In the tent?
Which one?
Spider-Man. We did it again.
Oh, cool.
It's called Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. We did another one. Okay. We did it again.
Okay. Do they have any VR setups there?
Yeah, I think there's one where he's a window washer in this one. So he's sort of like swinging on buildings and then washing the windows.
Cool. You get to be Spider-Man.
I can escort you to the tent.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's just across the way.
Steve, take them over there.
Okay. So I don't lose you, everyone put this fun bracelet on, and then I have a string that holds the bracelet.
A good fun metal bracelet.
Yes.
This is fun.
Yeah. Tink.
It's thematic of the movie.
Yes. Okay,
and they
come
cut inside the tent. And it smells really bad in here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Chipotle.
What the fuck is this?
Oh.
Is this human composting? Are you guys one of those green fucking organizations from Washington?
Do you not believe in the environmental crisis we're going through?
Of course, ma'am. You tricked us here. It's in the fucking Spider-Man premiere.
Welcome to the Spider-Man. We did another one. We did it again premiere where you can now all do a VR experiment where you are Spider-Man. Get in this bowl from the scene where Spider-Man gets in a big bowl.
In a big bowl?
In a big bowl of marinade.
It's a very important scene.
He's a window washer, and then he's in a big bowl of marinade.
Matt, this is my first Comic-Con, but I don't want to get in this big bowl of marinade in this human composting tent.
If you don't want to do the VR, there's other fun things to do as well.
Oh, yeah. If you come over here, then I'll poke you with these these spikes covered in marinade.
We cut to the VR program, and it's just so real. It feels like I'm being eaten. Ow! What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
All right, take the gloves off. This feels...
Oh my god!
This feels so real! Take it off! It feels like I'm... Beth, help! Take off your goggles!
Okay, Beth, now it's your turn.
Oh my god! Ow! Ooh! I'm being chopped!
Chop, chop. See, now you can tell that women have a higher pain tolerance than men by the level of screaming that just happened.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Mm. I thought that some of these nerds would be tastier than they are.
They're not as tasty as you might think, even with the marinade.
They're in better shape than I assumed they would be.
What the fuck is going on?
Former NBA star is accused of thefts at Newport Yoga Studio. Did you guys hear about this? Can you guess who this former star is?
Newport? Kobe
Bryant. It's who you would think it is. So I'm not going to let Brett guess.
Oh. Oh, no.
It's exactly who you think it is.
You know a bunch of sports people. Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey is...
He went to my high school.
He's also... He's announcing the NBA Finals. He's
cool.
Big time.
That's great.
Dennis Rodman?
You got it.
Yeah.
That was a little easy. A little easy. I'm going to give you 10 points for that. Not 100.
I'll take him. I'll take every point.
But what's crazy, it's like, of course it's Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
They have him on video. He walked into this place with some compatriots, and they just started taking clothes. So it's a yoga studio, an expensive one. So they're taking expensive like yoga stuff off the rack. But the best part was there was a giant purple amethyst crystal rock. You guys, it's a 400-pound, it says here. Worth almost $4,000. Or no, that's the merchandise he stole. But anyway, those things are huge and worth a lot of money. I know that. He tried to carry it out of the place. They told the person working they said we could have this. Like your boss basically said we could have it. And they didn't come with a cart or anything to carry the crystal. And then on the way out, they dropped the crystal, broke it,
holy,
and damaged the floor by breaking it.
400 pounds is an insane amount to think you could carry anywhere.
It's two big men.
Yeah.
You're carrying Dennis Rodman. Two big men.
Dennis Rodman, a couple people could handle it. But to me, the brazenness of going in there with that plan.
Yeah.
Of like, and it's such a child plan of like, let's steal a big old fucking crystal.
And I need it for show and tell.
We cut to a warehouse. All right, everyone. I've got the whole gang together for one more hit. We've got Wheels over here. He's the wheel man.
I drive the car.
We've got Mitch.
Yeah, no shit.
We've got Mitch. He's our tech expert.
I do the ticks.
And we got Devin. Devin's our muscle.
I'm not going to repeat myself because I'm not a fucking idiot. I'm the muscle.
And there's me, Miles, and I'm the brain.
We'll see.
Now here's the plan we got going in here. Security's going to be tight at the Louvre Museum, but we're just going to walk in right in the front door like nobody expects.
Okay.
Dressed in normal clothes. I'm going to need you to have a map out of the whole place so I know exactly where we're going.
Well, they got those at the front. Like, they give this to you, literally. Yeah.
Okay. You're going to get a map at the front and get a map of the place.
Well, all four of us will get one as we come in. They just give them to you.
Okay, but Mitch is going to read it because he's the one, the tech guy.
All right, Wheels. But they're really simple to read. Yeah. I've been with my daughter.
Okay,
but
he's in charge of that.
I could turn off some security ahead of time.
Right.
Okay, yeah, sure. Do that too. Wheels.
Yeah, you're going to find valet parking.
Yeah.
Wheels I drive the car.
You're going to find valet parking and they'll take the car.
But wait a minute. That means that they have us on camera. That means they've had our keys at some point. That means we have to check out with the valet when we're escaping.
That's the beauty of it. They'll never see it coming. And your job, Wheels, is to hold on for the ticket so that when we get the goods and get out, we can get the car back.
All right. Make sense? I'll double check the ticket this time, make sure it has the right time on it.
That's
right. Make sure.
You check the machine.
And don't get in an argument. If it doesn't, you call the ticket to yourself.
Just pay it. Just pay the
ticket. It's okay. You're a man. I'm sure it will go well. Okay. Devin, your job.
But if it's a female valet, don't get into it with
her. Don't get into it.
Devin.
You know how they are.
We're going to have to go through a series of turnstiles to get in there. I'm going to need you to make sure that nobody gets stuck if the bar is too heavy or they're not, like, pushing
hard. That's not muscle. It's not.
Well, it's
more of a finesse.
So far,
it's more of a finesse job.
Here's the plan. We go out and we walk up to the Mona Lisa, which is at the Louvre right now because it's moving around. And we will say, they said we could have it. And we'll pick it up and we'll take it out. And that's the plan. Right. Now we're going to have a limited window to do
what's
this.
What's heavy?
Hmm?
Like when you tell me about this job, you said you need some muscle.
Yeah, so that means push the turnstile.
It usually means I'm either beating someone up or lifting something up.
Yeah,
heavy.
Yeah. No, okay. We're going to have to take it out the back way and then go circle around the front back to the valet to make sure we get the car. But when we go out the back way, we're going through staff doors. You are going to have to hold both of those big, heavy doors open while we walk through.
Classically, those are fire exits. So they have a really, if you're going to open them, the fire alarm's going to go off. They're very easy to open because they are fire exits. So it causes. A child could open them.
Okay, so we won't go out through those doors. We'll go up to the roof, see?
Through the roof.
Up to the roof. Then we'll wait for it to be nighttime. Then we'll come back in and go back right out the front door.
What time are we arriving?
The valet won't be arriving. Yeah, okay,
and
so
also,
here's what we'll do.
Okay.
How long is it going to take to get down from the roof to the thing? Probably about 10 minutes. We'll wait to 10 minutes before the valet closes, and we'll go down from the roof to stairs, and we'll go right out the front door.
But they'll see us.
We cut to the middle of the plan, and they're going through the turnstiles. And the muscle guy who goes through first, I can't do it.
What?
I underestimated. I can't
come
do
on,
it.
Come on, push.
Push the turnstile.
I'm telling you, it's impossible. The goddamn thing is broken or something.
No. Okay, let me attach this keyboard to it.
Security. We see security is looking around. They've heard that guy yelling.
Nothing to see here. Just a grown man failing to get through a very heavy turnstile.
But it's
I think
okay.
I'm stuck. I think this turnstile's broken.
Hello, bonjour. Are you having a problem?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cut! Turnstile is broken!
All right. Sir, please do not yell at me. Please do not yell at me, sir. I can help you get
through. Call the turnstile, not you. All right.
All right,
it's a word that we toss around we more
use
than you
it,
do.
We use it We're sort British. Of a lot.
Yeah.
Although, as I've recently learned, not everywhere in Britain uses that word a lot.
No.
Some places that word they is very much like in the States.
Oh, should not use it.
All right. Well,
it really comes down to streets, and I got a street a map of Britain, and it'll show you like. Pro-kind areas.
What are you doing? I'm doing the map. But it's not your job to hold the map.
Give me the map.
This is a different kind of map. This isn't a language approach.
All right. I am going to need you all to come with me to...
Sure, we just got to make a quick stop by the Mona Lisa because they said we could have it.
I am sorry. They said you could have the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, they said we should just take it. They said we could have it. So where's that then?
And unbelievably, they do steal the Mona Lisa. But like I always think to myself, what do these people expect to do with something that... what are we going to do with it
now? Okay, now here's the best part. Now you can't fence the Mona Lisa because everyone knows what it is, right?
Right.
We're going to hang it in my foyer.
In your foyer?
In your foyer.
And I'll have it. And people
we cut
be
to
like,
a dinner party... A couple of years later. What's this?
Oh, that? It's just a little something.
I thought it was a poster at first, but it looks like an exact replica.
It's not a replica at all. It's actually the real thing.
What?
Yeah, the Louvre said I could have it. And so...
Who said you could have the Mona Lisa?
Why would they do that?
Why would... Don't ask questions. They said I could have it.
It was me, this man's, we got married after that day.
Your one word suggestion from Twitter.
All right, humans, we're going to take one more. I'm going to go to, all right, ball pit. Bananarama.
Ooh.
I feel like you have to be exactly my age to use that reference. That's a one-hit wonder right there, Brett. There's no way Bananarama had two songs.
What was their hit?
What's that,
what
Grace?
Was their...
Venus?
I'm your Venus, I'm your fire.
Oh, that's Bananarama?
Yes, of course.
The Gillette song.
It's the Gillette Razor song. I'm your Venus.
I'm your fire. Your desire.
I'm a razor.
I thought they were more.
Shave your legs.
Let's hear their is that their version of the commercial?
Hell yeah.
Is this the version from the commercial?
We'll see when we get to the chorus.
Very good outfits.
Am I right, Grace, that only had one hit?
Yeah, for
I
sure
think this
is
the version, yeah.
Never heard this part before. Me neither.
No one has.
I have, Zach.
No,
excuse me. No one has.
No, that sounds like a lie.
No one's been to Legoland. She's got it.
Yeah, baby, she's got it. I'm your razor.
About a vampire woman? I love it.
There's a lot going on here.
Wow.
There it is.
In retrospect, I would have put that in the disco era or something. I forgot that was a new wave song.
Yeah.
So.
There's a lot of vampires in this song.
Yeah.
And that's a mermaid.
Panorama. They didn't have another song. I'm thinking of.
There was another one.
Haircut
that came
100.
Cruel Summer.
Oh, oh, I remember that.
Cruel Summer. Summer.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I like this song.
This is better.
This sounds new way. Let's make this the song of the summer again.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll tell our audience what's happening here.
The three women from the last video are now in sort
overalls.
Of leather overalls. Yeah. I think they were just pumping gas into nothing.
This and they're looks doing... like the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're doing some like Wizard of Oz style walking.
They're easing on down the road.
Mm-hmm. There's zero story here. These girls are just walking down the street.
Yeah, they're just saying hi to people on the street. They're going...
Are we going to get a plot eventually, or is it just them walking down the street? Oh, they're cleaning.
Oh, it's a cruel summer because they've got to work?
They got to work.
One woman's fixing the engine, and the other one only has to clean the windshield, though.
Well, they're full service. They're doing it all.
And they're walking upstairs.
They're tired.
And they're back at the bottom of the stairs.
Uh-huh.
These are just three ladies who are having fun making a music video.
Yeah, they're having a great time.
They're just having a good time.
They're like, how can we wear overalls all day? Because we all got these cute overalls.
Okay, ladies, I want to talk to you about the idea we came up for your video.
Oh,
love
great,
the song,
great, cool.
By the way.
Yeah.
Everybody here at the company
Thank you.
Thinks it's going to be the song of the summer for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cruel right. Summer. We love it.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
It's got summer in the title, so how could it not?
Yeah.
So here's
that
the story.
Fun of my voice, the two of you.
Sorry.
We love
here's
it.
Here's the story. You know how people love a good story to the videos. That's what keeps them in.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to look up at the storyboards we have written up for this. And as you can see, this is the story of three young women making their way through the city. First, you see here, you're on Avenue B, okay? And then we're going to have you go up 3rd Street. And once you get to A, move up to 5th Street,
what's
going
it
over.
Happening as
yeah,
we're
like,
walking?
Yeah, what's happening like, to us?
Like,
am I going too fast?
No.
5th Street will take you over to 1st Ave, and then we're going to go 1st Ave for a good few blocks, maybe all the way up to 14th, which is a major thoroughfare with a lot
So we're just
traffic.
Walking?
That's the story.
I don't know if there's a place for this. I thought it would be really fun if at some point we go to like...
Down an alley?
No. I mean, yeah, we could do that. But I was thinking also we go to like an aquarium and see the fish.
Yeah.
And
whoa, then we whoa, whoa. Aquarium
and then,
street?
And then we dance in front of that. No, like
that sounds like a whole other video. Here the story is, if there was a street called Aquarium Street, I'd say, sure, let's take a left down Aquarium Street to get to 3rd Ave. But so we're going to take.
Okay. So the video is just sort of us walking.
Yeah, because like
the story,
when we wrote this, mm-hmm. like it actually was about a cruel summer that we went through.
Yeah. Where... Now let me hear. I just started with this. Let me hear the story that you guys had that inspired
so
the song.
We all worked at an aquarium, and it was terrible. Like I was working with the otters, and those, they're cute, but you know, they're really messy.
They're cute, but they're messy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Carol.
I was on cleaning duty, and I don't need to tell you why that was bad.
Yeah.
Talk about sludge.
Right away. Have you guys ever worked with animals? They are impossible. I think what the fans want is the story. If you're heading from 3rd Avenue to 4th Avenue, how are you going to get there? You going to take 18th Street to cross or 19th Street, which you go through the – you're getting into the area where they're selling a lot of electronics.
And that's I'm sorry. You told us you had raised a huge budget for this music video, and it's
we did
of-
a lot of research on all the streets. What streets are good to take a left on? There's a lot of one-way streets. You don't want to walk against traffic.
So that sort of doesn't have anything to do with the budget, though.
Yeah,
that's sort of like street
research.
Walking around
when we
research.
Came in, I saw that you were sitting in a, I guess I would describe it as a
bucket?
Throne of dollars. You would say bucket. I would say throne of dollars.
Oh,
but that's
sorry.
Regional. You're from Rhode
sitting,
Island.
We're sitting on buckets. You're sitting on a throne
of dollars.
Uh-huh. Right. There's... You don't want to go into a budget too quick. You'll just make your head spin. But the important thing is we know all the streets to walk down. And let me cut to the end of the story.
Okay, great.
Sure.
Okay. We'll cut the shoe leather of getting how you got to 4th Avenue all the way over to 9th Avenue.
We walked,
okay?
Okay, so
we're not going to do Times Square. That's a little too much for me.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to walk around Times Square. Okay, we're going to avoid that. That would
be visually interesting, but okay.
I know. It's a little hack, I think. It's a little too much.
Okay.
Okay. So what happens when we get there?
Ninth Avenue? Yeah. You take a left.
To get to...
10th Avenue? I feel like you guys aren't paying attention to the story.
Okay, and then we walk into the water, and that ties in with our...
And then we do. Then we dance in the water.
That's a whole other permit. All right, humans, that's the show. Let's plug again. So, this Sunday, we're going to do a special improv for humans. Zach's doing it. Mm-hmm. That's what made me think of it. We're going to be and Brett's going to do it. We're going to make fun of the John Legend Songland, this new show I saw on TV where all these pretentious people like John Legend listen to singer-songwriters and they tell them how their songs could be better. And my favorite part of the show is how delighted all the experts are with each other's ideas. Just like, oh, you made it so much better. Like the song starts out mediocre, and at the end of the show, it's still mediocre. They're all the most typical fucking songs. But we're going to do a version of that this Sunday at 7:30 in Franklin.
Yes.
That'll be fun. Who else is on that show? Jerry Minor, Horatio Sands, it's going to be Aaron Neville. I'm gonna be breaking out a new character, Moby York. Moby Ork. Yeah, we should go into plugs at this point. So, guys, Cardinal Redbird is every what?
Tuesday at 11.
There you go.
It used to be Franklin.
Or Franklin. Okay. And once again, Del Close Marathon, humans. It's at the end of June 28th. 29th, the 30th. It's at our Franklin Theater, our Sunset Theater, the Inner Sanctum. That's where the Improv for Human show is. Humans, if you live in LA and you're not right now buying, it's like a $10, it is a $10 ticket. Let's sell this out. I want this sold out Friday. You're hearing this Thursday. This should be sold out Friday morning, right, Brett?
Should be.
Don't make me post the lineup to do that. All right, keeping human.
Be a good human. Listen to Matt's new improvised series, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, out now on Stitcher Premium. Check out Matt Besser's Patreon podcast called Professor Besser. Listen to Stolen Idea, Matt, Bobby and Brett's epic punk rock musical on Stitcher Premium, and tell your friends. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Follow Matt Besser on Twitter to submit your suggestions. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.